Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that are probably familiar or maybe unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started this radio station lots of years ago, specifically for the types of radio show you're going to hear today and moving forward, specifically with this group of people. I wanted to form a platform and give microphones to people that were really like exceptional people doing wonderful things in home-based businesses. And some of them do it for the money, some of it do it for the health, some of it do it for their own reasons, whatever their level of success might be. And I rekindled the relationship with a friend of mine a long time ago. His name is Rodney Bush. And Rodney and I go like way back, probably a couple of decades ago. And that might not be too much of an exaggeration, but he called me up recently and said, "Hey, man, I got to tell you what I'm doing." So I listened, of course, and I was really kind of super excited about working or the potential of working with Rodney again, because he's one of those guys, just like a really hard worker, really good guy. And Rodney introduced me to Doug Jackson, and they introduced me to this company, and we decided to do a radio show and a whole bunch of other things. And this one's going to be called Detox Your Life. You are made for more. And I'll share with you, if you are listening in and you have the desire to become more successful in many areas of your life, you want to work with this group. Rodney's a good guy. Doug's a great guy. The people that you're going to hear on this radio show are great people, as you'll hear. And if you're looking for a great community to be able to work in super-duper product-wise, like knocks your socks off, you want to listen in and take advantage of the stuff that we're talking about right now. As they're a new group, we're settling on what time we're going to do the radio show, so you're probably listening to this as a recording. And as we settle in with everybody's busy schedules on when the best time to do this radio show will be, that'll be fine. But you're always going to be able to find this on Building Fortunes Radio if you look up Detox Your Life. You are made for more. So the first thing I want to do is, I guess, we'll get started with Rodney Bush. So, Rodney, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Once again, back into the radio life like I did many years ago is one of my lifetime projects. Thank you, Peter. Those were kind words. And, yes, two decades or more.
It's been a while. Like when you get that phone-friendly voice call you up and you say, "Man, where you been? How you been? We have a lot to catch up on, and what can we do together?" That was what that call was like.
Yeah, it was good to get back with you. It's nice to find companies and people who have actually survived and been very successful. And when you look at the arena we're in, the network marketing arena, home-based business, Peter, you stand among the greatest of the greats, and it's an honor to be with you as well.
Well, I look forward to the people that we'll be able to help. And I know you brought along a guest, Doug Jackson. So why don't you introduce Doug, and we'll get our radio show kicked off. And by the way, we have our guest, our last guy that was coming in. He's going to be here as well, Doug, so you'll know.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to take you back another couple decades. I met a gentleman in Minnesota, in Blaine, Minnesota. And at that time, we had no way of knowing we were going to become friends, and we did that. And, you know, the cool thing is we were in the same company, but we were not in the same network line, meaning we didn't make any money from each other. What we did make is much more valuable, and that's a long-term friendship, which has turned into something more valuable than gold and silver and all the money in the world. And because of that and learning his family, his daughters, and his friends, as we will hear later, one of his friends, he's had a very long time as well, Rick Hill, we just had a great time in life together, traveled some of the world together, and I'm just going to shorten to say Doug is one of the most successful entrepreneurs alive today. And I tell you this, he's been studying people all his life, like Zig Ziglar, and he'll tell you some of these other people. I'm not going to go through his story, but because of that, he's become a mentor to people. He's become a coach, and one of the greatest guys living that can help you do anything, whether it be grow a business or in your personal life. Doug, it's great to have you here, and we get started now with We're going to detox our lives.
Hey. Well, thank you, Rodney. And yes, it has been a great history, but our best days are ahead of us. And I'm thankful for the experiences that we've had that have prepared us for what is upon us. And so I'm thankful again for being able to, you know, meet Peter Mingles. I didn't want to believe that a guy like him existed that could actually help us, help others, because there's just so much out there on the internet and in the world, and, you know, a lot of people tell you whatever you want to hear. And after many exhaustive conversations, not too many, but several, I started sharing Peter's name and information and ideas with some of the others that are on the show today. And so we are delighted to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. So, Rodney, I know you brought some guests. So, or Doug, you are more familiar with the people that you brought on. So, let's introduce some of the key. Let's introduce some of the key leaders that you have. It doesn't matter to me which order. Everybody's here, and we'll get our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience familiar with who they are.
All right. Well, I got this young lady named Hannah Hogberg. I've known her for 29 years. It's one of my all-time favorite business partners. She's my daughter. And she was our wallflower. And I could tell you some fun, cool things about her, but maybe we'd be better off to just let you know. I'll just say this about her. She's the pickiest person I know about supplements or anything consumable or nutritional. You know, she's a voracious reader, super analytical, very bright, and very capable. But as I said earlier, a little bit of a wallflower. And so we kind of ruined her by raising her in our house. She watched us live, you know, this lifestyle of freedom and residual income. And so, Hannah, take it from there. What was your hurdle, the biggest hurdle? Because you are just the least likely to do a home-based business.
Hey, Dad. Thanks. Yes, I couldn't agree more. I basically just came to a point where I realized that I was so uncomfortable in my own skin, and I was frozen in fear. And I just realized that wasn't quite like that. Something was off. That's not how I want to live my life. And so I started to get really curious about what was going on inside of me with all my insecurities and fears, which there were a lot of them, and limiting beliefs. And I just decided that, you know what, the risk here is so low in the home-based business world that I'm going to just swing the bat here and see what happens. And even if I don't make any money, I remember telling you, Dad, I just need to do this to grow because I desperately, painfully, awkwardly needed to grow from where I started. I remember one of the very first conference calls that I ever dialed into, you know, like for a training, everybody shouting out their name and state when they're calling in before the call officially starts. And I remember I was sitting there with my upline and we were in person together listening, and when it was my turn to, like, say, Hannah in Minnesota, I just couldn't even get the words out. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, like, here I am on a call that's totally – no one knows who I am. It's anonymous, basically. And I couldn't even get myself to say my own name. And that just kind of woke me up and kind of just – I kicked my own self in the pants and said, you got to figure out what is going on and get past these – ridiculous fears.
And we did watch you grow and read and listen to. You turned your car into a university on wheels, and you made a effort 2 years into a home-based business, a travel company that we were a part of. Many years ago, and you were, you know, in your young 20s, and after about 2 years, you had put about 30 people in, and it turned into about 100, and you made a couple thousand bucks. But here's what we used to say about Hannah. she couldn't lead in silent prayer. She was but she worked past that, and in her second company, her first month, how much did you made a full-time income in your first month part-time. And so I know that we got to be careful about making income claims, but that was pretty impressive after a couple of years of her working on people skills and building up her abilities in this arena. And it's just been a miracle. Our family just marvels. And Hannah, any last comment you want to make before I move to Jim?
I'm just so thankful for the courage that I was able to muster up, and for the encouragement around me and support of people like you that have really helped bring out the best in me. And it's really been life-changing. And I think the best word I can use to describe what I experience now compared to kind of like the gross bondage I used to be in is freedom. There's so much freedom in growth and becoming the best version of yourself. And it's just, it's such a gift. So I'm so thankful.
And then eventually, not that long ago, Hannah had a phone call from the strength and conditioning coach of a professional hockey team out of Florida. And the guy said, I've been hearing about you and what you're doing for people health-wise. And he flew up to Minnesota, met up with her and another NHL hockey legend that's in the Hall of Fame. And they placed how big an order did they place with you, Hannah?
It was around $25,000, I think.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Holy
and you know what? That happened. That happened at my dining room table, and I never even interfered. They didn't even ask me if I could chime in. They didn't want me around. They didn't need me. It was so fun. Now, next, Jim Anderson out of Dallas, Texas area. Jim is an architect background, commercial real estate developer, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Been a lot of places, done a lot of things. One of his companies, he was president of a company that started at zero and in 3 years went to $100 million a year. That's fast growing for a home-based business. A family man, couple children, adult children, and one grandchild. Avid, active, young 70-year-old. Jim, what brings you to the table today? I mean, what's going on in your world that would cause you to say, this is where I belong?
Well, thank you very much, Doug. Relationships and timing would be top of mind response to your question, Doug. I've had the pleasure of knowing every person that spoke on this call for several years, and most of all you, Doug. And so it was the relationship that I've had with you, living life with you, vetting different companies, you know my background, and bringing all that experience that you and I have shared together over the last couple of decades, and kind of like EFF, and you know, when you talk, I'm listening. And so you and I have been doing a fair amount of research over the last several years, looking for something that we felt had the worthiness to allow us to commit our time to. And when you said you had found something that you had been vetting the individual for over 17 years in the company for about a year, I was very, very serious in looking at it, Doug. So, and the harder I looked at it, the better I liked it. And I saw the same kind of things that you did, starting with the word integrity, not just of the individual who had just this company, but the integrity of every component of it, how the synergy of it all worked together, the product, the manufacturing, the shipping, the concept, the compensation plan, all of that working synergistically together. It really, I just made a lot of sense from my analytical architectural combination, which is a bit of an anomaly, as you and I have discussed numerous times. Here I am, somewhat creative, a risk taker, visionary, but packaged in a very, very conservative, analytical, step-by-step, knee-bone connected to shin-bone kind of approach to how things function and operate together. But all of that came together for me. Doug, thank you again for introducing me to this, because it just culminated and it just made it with what my vision was, which was what you've already shared, and Rodney and Hannah chimed in, the freedom, the opportunity to get involved with something that is very, very, very stable and has the opportunity that it affords us at this time and at this particular timing. So the combination of the relationship, the congruency of everything, coupled with the timing, just to me gave me a new sense of freshness, even beyond my 70 years, made me feel like a 50-year-old again, Doug, and excited to be a part of it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Jim, you are part of what keeps me inspired, because, you know, I've always dreamed of being on a Super Bowl team, building a Super Bowl team, and getting the Super Bowl ring in the arena of home-based business. We've all had a lot of great victories, but everyone on this call is also could talk about some devastation, disappointments, and setbacks, and, you know, being misled. And so we have been longing for the fulfillment of this our whole lives, and it's just very, very satisfying to know that the people that are listening to this, that are looking for a home where impeccable integrity and skills of entrepreneurship are being put together at a high level, millions of dollars have been, you know, invested into who we are and what we're doing, where we're going. And so I'm thankful, Jim, that you're part of the team. And I believe that you are going to contribute some wonderful things that will help everybody do well financially and impact lives.
Excellent. We're going to do this. We're going to hold on for Rick in a second, because I want to hear what he has to say. We're going to do that after the commercial break. For those people listening in, you heard Rodney Bush, you heard Doug Jackson. Hannah loved his story. Jim loved his story as well, as you can hear. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here. We run Building Fortunes Radio. This is the Detox Your Life. You are made for more segment. This is Doug Jackson, who's actually hosting this call with Rodney Bush. And I got to share with you a personal thing relative to what Hannah had mentioned. You know, some of the reasons why I do Building Fortunes Radio is so we can help create the environment for the things that she said is happening to her and happened to her to happen. So for all those people that want to be part of this, this is why I get so excited about being able to host this radio show along with this great group of people, because we never know the power of the spoken word. And Hannah, I just really appreciate what you said. That was just so powerful. So Doug, back to you.
Yes, yes. Well, I want to delve into this very, very spectacular, outstanding human being. Rick Hill, here he is, a stage 4 cancer survivor. He's authored a few books on cancer and another book on how to do your marketing and prospecting and how to get business, how to win. And he holds a few records in the home-based business arena. And also on the corporate side, he has had some grand slams to the tune of adding $50 million a year to the revenue of one company that hired him as a VP of sales. So, I mean, he's an accomplished speaker and six grandchildren. Rick has been a treasure in my life when sometimes things just don't gel. And sometimes things are just a lot of, you know, negative things can be going on in your life. And Rick was there, and he spoke life into me. Because sometimes cancer isn't just cancer. Sometimes cancer is the toxic relationships. And strangely, we're all here now today, all geared and excited about detoxing our lives, detoxing our bodies, detoxing our finances, detoxing our schedules, so that we can do what we are meant to do and be who we're meant to be and live lives of enjoyment and fulfillment, not free rides, not overworking and underpaid, but having work that goes so good that it feels like play, and our play is really a fulfillment of that. So I'm excited that Rick looked this over and said, I want to be part of this. Rick, anything you'd like to share about yourself?
I got involved with this because of you, Doug. you and I get chased by a lot of people in this industry. And who's the guy that wrote the story, Acres of Diamonds? And I felt during the time that I was in Blaine, Minnesota working, that Doug was that acre or the diamond hiding in the acre. And once I identified that and I knew where the inspiration was coming from, I was excited to get to know him. And to hear Hannah just brings a tear to your eye, because I've got kids and grandkids. And I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in the truth. And I know you know what that means, and I know you're as proud as you can be. So I'm excited to be here because of the caliber of people that we're involved with. Now, this thing about detox is so fascinating to me, because I remember a Mayo Clinic doctor looked at me in 1974 and said, you know, this chemotherapy we want to start on Monday, this was a Friday, may or may not help. You know, I don't know. That didn't warm me up a lot. And I said, why is that? And he said, well, you know, you've got cancer. We operated on your feet. We found it. We operated on your neck. We found it along your spine. And so it is systemic. It's in your lymphatic system. You're a sick puppy. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. And I said, well, doc, you know, I mean, you're not painting a very bright picture here. And a buddy of mine called me last week and said, I could go to Tijuana and learn about nutrition. And he got this wry grin on his face, and he says, well, it is warm in Tijuana this time of year. You know, in other words, look, pal, you're not going to get help. No matter where you go, this is your time. So he said, you need to invite all of your family in and get your books in order and get ready. And I was 24 years old, Doug, when I had that come to Jesus meeting in near Rochester. And one never forgets that meeting, because no one ever tells, you know, they walk in the door. I'm down to 120 pounds now. And they walk in on the color of a gray sky, and they're saying, hey, I think Rick looks good. Rick, you look good. You know you don't look good. You know they're lying through their teeth. But let me cut to the chase. When I got to Tijuana, Mexico, basically they had Laetril and they had other things that we didn't permit in the United States. But I looked at Dr. Contreras and I said, Doc, how am I going to get well? He said, you need to change your life. I said, don't hold back, Doc. Just tell me what you're really thinking here. Like I'm a scumbag, you know? I said, well, what do I have to do? He said, you've got to change your diet, all of it. You can't go part of the way. And I said, so what does that mean? He said, all organic, little to no meat, on and on and on. He goes through the checklist. And I thought, boy, I grew up in Detroit, you know. I mean, we beat people up that ate that way.
And I said, what else? He says, you've got to detoxify. Kids on the streets of Detroit don't know what detoxification is. I said, what does that involve? He said, well, we do a series quite a lot for a long time of colonics. I said, well, I don't know what that is. He said, well, Ed, did you ever change the water in the radiator of your car? I said, yeah, all the time. I had a 57 Ford and, you know, raked it and had a Hurst floor shift in it. And I said, but it had a bad radiator, but because no one could see it, I just held on to it. He's all right. Well, how did you do it? I said, well, I drained the water out, put fresh water in, and I did it repeatedly. He said, exactly. I said, exactly. I said, where does the hose go? I had a rough idea because of the word colonic. Oh, I said, Doc, you know, he said, I'm only going to say this one. Do you want to live? And I said, yeah, desperately. He said, how long? I said, until I'm an old man. He said, well, you're going to have to do all of this the rest of your life. You know, Doug, I did. I didn't cheat. For 5 years, I ate exactly what I was supposed to eat, and I fasted 3 days a week. I did juicing. I did colonics. At the end of the 5 years, I only weighed about 125 pounds, so you know I wasn't cheating. So let me fast forward the tape so this ends. I meet Doug Jackson. He says, I said, what's your main product about, Doug? He said, detox. I thought, no! Here we go again. So I said, well, what does that mean? He said, we've got a product. And you put a few drops of this stuff into pure water twice a day. Doesn't taste like anything, no odor, it's not hard, you drink it down, and our results so far are that in a month you do more detox than you would in years using other methods. I felt like kissing his ring. If I had found you 45 years ago, do you know how much different my life would be today? And so I'm on a crusade, man. If I can go to people, I know how toxic people are. They're drinking bad water. They're breathing bad air. They got carpeting in their home. They're using fake furniture. They got synthetic cleaners. They use personal care products. And they're pumping chemicals into their body all day long. I'm not talking about people that are smoking here. Or heavily drinking or whatever. I'm talking about just everyday life in America keeps us toxic. So I'm on a tear. I want everybody that I talk to in the next 5 years to know that they can do this effortlessly. They can do it. Do you know how many thousands, tens of thousands of dollars I spent on detox, Doug? And this stuff is like less than $100 a month. I mean, just stop me. Because
yeah.
I will go on for hours, and I know you don't want me to do that. But you can see why I'm excited. I'm dying in, man.
You are. And you know what? You can appreciate the economy of what we're doing and the impact, because we know when we get the lead out, the aluminum out, when we detox the heavy metals with our patented formula that came out of all places, a doctor from Mayo Clinic. Is that,
I know.
You know, 40 years ago, they didn't believe in detoxing, but today they do,
today they
understand it. So the tables have changed. So I'm so amazing that we have a platform here to do something that's never been done, Rick, in this space called home-based business. We are actually doing something that is rarely done in any industry, but we believe we're raising the bar and establishing a new standard for payout and generosity and revenue sharing. The payouts are phenomenal, because whenever you talk money, people say, of course, yeah, but what about the product? Is it any good? And whenever you talk about the product, people deep down are saying, well, yeah, it might be good, but are we going to make any money if we get people hooked into it? And we have what we believe set a new standard with the leadership that is very servant-minded, that isn't greedy. And I think that's really an important aspect. But I don't want this show to end without me being able to talk about Rodney, who is our poster child for the Peter Mingles path that we are using to help bring people to the top of the mountain. So let me just share a little bit about Rodney real quick. This guy's had some, you know, pretty varied experience in the insurance industry. He's been in things like Amway and A.L. Williams. He's been successful with Alpine Industries as well as corporate America. He has been at high-level executive jobs in major corporations. But you know what? And Rodney can speak to this for a quick minute. He left all that. And here he is. You know, he's got three daughters, eight grandkids. Rodney is just this happy-go-lucky, easygoing guy, but he is a working, just a hard-working, fun-loving guy. He's had worked in the entertainment industry. He knows how to build a website. Anything you don't know how to do, he will learn how to do it tonight if he needed to, and tomorrow he'll be on it. So, I mean, he's very, very practical and handy and a quick study. But the thing that he's doing right now is he's – and I don't think there's any shame in all of this, because people that have a dream will do whatever it takes to position themselves to win. He's driving Uber, and he's good at it. And he can make $1,000 a week over in Nashville. And you know what? He's happy doing it. But he says this is just holding him over till he gets this thing into high gear. And so, but he is working very close with Peter. And Rodney, I want you to take 30, 60 seconds max and, you know, say hi and respond to what I'm saying. And then I want to, you know, talk with Peter about one more thing before we start to wrap this up.
Well, that's right, Doug. I'll tell you, I will do whatever it takes as quickly as I can. If I don't know how to do it, I'll find a way to do it. And when I was in between thoughts and in between companies and sitting around thinking, what am I going to do with my next project and how am I going to fund that project, I decided to look at Uber and Lyft and these rideshare companies. And then when I looked at that, I thought, well, if I do that, how can I be the very best at it? So I did some research and found that the people who get the best tips provide karaoke. So I added that, but then I thought, well, that's not enough. If I'm going to do this, I've got to do it right. So I added wireless microphones. I added a YouTube channel and record, and people have the happiest times of their life. The people on my video say, best day of my life, best Uber ever. And I'm having fun, man. In the meantime, we're building this new dynasty that people are going to live longer, live better. And Rick, we love your story. I've known Rick's story a long, long time too, and the healing process of what we're involved in. Lives are changing already, and we're ready to move forward. Like Jim Anderson will say, onward.
Hey, yes. Well, thank you. And before I jump back in this with Peter, I want to say, you know, I believe, and I know anyone in their right mind would not challenge what I'm going to say next, that who you run with has a lot to do with where you end up. And sometimes I wish I would have learned that about 35 years sooner, because I think instead of, you know, making $10 million in the, you know, the space of self-employed, work from home, entrepreneurship, I maybe could have made 20, 30, 40, 50 million. See, if you align with people, and so we're, you know, if we could say anything about who we are today, I would like to communicate this because this program could end up in the hands of anybody, anywhere, and I just want that person listening to this program to know that if you are, you know, a coachable, ambitious, upbeat person, we want to bring you to the top of the mountain with us, and you can be a financial winner, and impact lives. See, because, you know, a lot of times we talk money or we talk product, and, you know, both are very, very important. But I would just say one thing we're all about is equipping our partners for true success that would last, sustainable. We don't want a flash in the pan. Nobody really wants to start over again and again. And so we're building this to last, and we want to bring good quality people. Who are we? We are ambitious, health-minded. We love prevention. Cure is okay, but we love prevention better. You know, we are excited about being active, successful people and detoxing our finances or detoxing our bodies and creating the lifestyle and building and designing lives that work. Because, you know, we know that each person kind of has a lot of circumstances that they got to work in and work around. And whether someone's got 2, 6, 8 hours, 20 hours a week, or you're retired, we know what you should do when you have the ability to, you know, plug in and start to leverage the platforms. And so, Peter, I know that you know this about everybody on the call, but the common thread with all of us, yeah, we've all made millions of dollars. And that's kind of intimidating to someone that maybe has never, you know, achieved much yet. But the thing that I'm more proud of and impressed with is the recoveries that we've all had and the mountains we had to climb to make it happen. You know, it's who we became through this process that is more pleasing and fulfilling than what we obtained. And I think that's a very important aspect that Jim Rohn used to teach us years ago. The goal isn't for the sake of the goal of a new car, you know, $100,000 or whatever the goal is. The real benefit of a goal is what you become while you work toward these goals. We build ourselves up and into more and more capable people. And so we're all about that development of the person and encouraging this person to flourish in our system. So, Peter, how do we take it from here?
Well, we're going to be back every week at a specific time, but for those people listening in, they'll always be able to go listen again if you look for the Detox Your Life radio show. So when you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you can go to Detox Your Life. You'll find this on the radio show, and there's always a place for you to share it. And the very unique thing is that this is the first radio show that we've done with this level of leadership, and there's weeks and weeks and weeks of levels of leadership that are involved in this. So for those people listening in, you found a great place to be able to work with. And I could go on and on myself because it's hard to keep me quiet when I run across such talented people and such a wonderful cause, but this is what life's all about. I mean, if you can make a big, meaningful difference in people's lives, taking that 24-year-old kid like Jim was, saying, listen, man, you don't have to die. Whether he's 24, 54, 64, 84, you know, there's a better way. And when he was 24, the world was a different place. World's a much more dangerous place now for the next 24-year-old kid. So I want to do everything I possibly can during my time on this spinning planet to be able to help as many people as we can. I can't do it alone. We need to do it with you. So that's why I'm so interested in working with Rodney and Doug and new friends like Jim. And Hannah touched my heart with the things that she says, because I have a daughter who probably could say the things that she said about herself and some of the things. So I can't wait until, you know, I could make a difference. And maybe this radio show helps on that personal level as well in reference to those things. So I'm super enthusiastic, excited to be able to help more people using this platform and this group of people specifically. So I can't wait until the next time we do this radio show. So for those people listening in, buildingfortunesradio.com, and then find Detox Your Life, and we'll make it easy for you to find Rodney as well. Everybody's going to have a guest page. You'll be able to look them up because there might be some person that told a specific story. You want to find them as well. And as we develop this, watch. Just watch. Watch how this grows and watch how we document people's health, their finances, their attitudes, their personal self-growth, all of those things, and that really turns me on. So I just want to say thanks for everybody for being here. I'll let either Doug or Rodney, you guys wrap it up, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, I wanted to throw in, you went down the list, but we don't want to forget Rick Hill.
Rick was here, I'm sorry.
Yes, he's
a 24-year-old guy.
Yes. So, you know, but that's the reality of a show here. We're just getting the cobwebs knocked out, and so we're all just kind of getting the jitters and the butterflies out of our stomach, and I'm seeing how this can unfold, and we can really create a steady stream of useful insight. The introductions can be shorter on future calls, but we'll have other new people that we'll bring to the table in these. And, you know, I didn't know, you know, how long we would even be doing this, the duration of each episode, but I will say this, that we're dedicated to your success when you're on our team. And we believe you were made for more, and you don't want to argue against that, because if you win and make that sale, you're going to be very lonely. You don't want to – I don't know anybody that's already fulfilled all their potential and has arrived and couldn't do any more or be any more and do more good unto others. And so I think it's cool that we've got the tools and the patented products exclusive. We're the only ones that do what we do and get it done. And so we've got our products are not on trial. We've got a pretty incredible runway here, and we're young. We are less than a year old. And anyone that knows anything about home-based business knows that if you're there early on a good one, this can be worth 10 to 20 times as much as being with an old timer, fuddy-duddy, what do you call it? The dinosaur companies. So they're great. They're dynasties. They show us it could be done, but they're not growing like we are. And so it's fun to be part of something young and on its way.
Excellent. We're going to see everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Doug, and thanks, everybody else. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.